WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The Texas Supreme Court late last night put a hold on a judge's ruling that would have allowed Kate Cox of Dallas to have an abortion beyond the state's six-week limit. KHOU-TV's Mia Gratney says the high court intervened at the request of Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton.
A lower court granted her permission to get an abortion, but Paxton appealed to the state Supreme Court, saying she hadn't proved her case satisfies the requirement for a medical emergency exemption to the abortion ban. Cox's attorney says the high court is staying the lower court's ruling until they have more time to consider the case.
The U.S. yesterday vetoed a proposed United Nations Security Council demand for an immediate humanitarian ceasefire in the war between Israel and the Palestinian militant group Hamas in Gaza. Deputy U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Robert Wood. The
United States engaged in good faith on this text. We propose language with an eye toward a constructive resolution that would have reinforced the life-saving diplomacy we have undertaken since October 7, increased opportunities for humanitarian aid to enter Gaza.
The U.S. and Israel oppose a ceasefire because they believe it would only benefit Hamas. President Biden's son, Hunter Biden, is speaking out about the federal charges he's facing. He spoke with the musician Moby on his Moby Pod podcast.
They're trying to destroy a presidency, and so it's not about me. In their most base way, what they're trying to do is they're trying to kill me, knowing that it will be a pain greater than my father could be able to handle.
It's not clear if the podcast was recorded before or after the announcement yesterday that Hunter Biden had been indicted on federal tax charges. The University of Nevada, Las Vegas is canceling in-person final exams because of the shootings on Wednesday that left three professors dead. Students will end the fall semester with the grade they earned before the attack, unless they choose to take a virtual exam to improve their grade. University President Keith Whitfield had high praise for the first responders who helped save lives.
These men and women were going into harm's way, not away from harm's way. They made a difference in how this tragedy was handled.
New federal money is being used to build high-speed electric trains, says CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
Grants will also fund improvements, cutting 90 minutes off the trip from Raleigh, North Carolina, to Richmond, Virginia.
Corridors, as we build them out, will naturally attract people out of their cars.
A fast train future that could soon leave the station.
This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
For the ones who get it done, the most...
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The Texas Supreme Court late last night put a hold on a judge's ruling that would have allowed Kate Cox of Dallas to have an abortion beyond the state's six-week limit. KHOU-TV's Mia Gratney says the high court intervened at the request of Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton.
A lower court granted her permission to get an abortion, but Paxton appealed to the state Supreme Court, saying she hadn't proved her case satisfies the requirement for a medical emergency exemption to the abortion ban. Cox's attorney says the high court is staying the lower court's ruling until they have more time to consider the case.
The U.S. yesterday vetoed a proposed United Nations Security Council demand for an immediate humanitarian ceasefire in the war between Israel and the Palestinian militant group Hamas in Gaza. Deputy U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Robert Wood. The
United States engaged in good faith on this text. We propose language with an eye toward a constructive resolution that would have reinforced the life-saving diplomacy we have undertaken since October 7, increased opportunities for humanitarian aid to enter Gaza.
The U.S. and Israel oppose a ceasefire because they believe it would only benefit Hamas. President Biden's son, Hunter Biden, is speaking out about the federal charges he's facing. He spoke with the musician Moby on his Moby Pod podcast.
They're trying to destroy a presidency, and so it's not about me. In their most base way, what they're trying to do is they're trying to kill me, knowing that it will be a pain greater than my father could be able to handle.
It's not clear if the podcast was recorded before or after the announcement yesterday that Hunter Biden had been indicted on federal tax charges. The University of Nevada, Las Vegas is canceling in-person final exams because of the shootings on Wednesday that left three professors dead. Students will end the fall semester with the grade they earned before the attack, unless they choose to take a virtual exam to improve their grade. University President Keith Whitfield had high praise for the first responders who helped save lives.
These men and women were going into harm's way, not away from harm's way. They made a difference in how this tragedy was handled.
New federal money is being used to build high-speed electric trains, says CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
Grants will also fund improvements cutting 90 minutes off the trip from Raleigh, North Carolina to Richmond, Virginia.
Corridors, as we build them out, will naturally attract people out of their cars.
A fast train future that could soon leave the station.
This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
For the ones who get it done.
Us. On the future of funding for, and really the future of, the University of Wisconsin system, at least for the next 3 years. UW will get their pay raises across the system that they were promised, that was actually passed by the legislature and signed into governor. So the thing that they already got, they'll get. And the agreement to fund the new engineering campus, or the new engineering building on the Madison campus, will also go through. And there are some other things as well, but those are the two big things UW wanted. Oh, and by the way, Robin Voss also will get $78.5 million to renovate two buildings at the Whitewater campus, where he is one of, if not the largest public, or pardon me, private landowner of student housing around the Whitewater campus. Talk about your pork project and sweetheart deal. Meanwhile, campuses and communities in Richland County, Washington County, and the Fox Valley were told there was not $2 or $3 million available to save their campuses. Of course, we still have an approximately $4 billion surplus, as Mr. Zomers noted, in the state coffers here in the state of Wisconsin. Going to be playing more great questions from reporters in Wisconsin, as well as the responses by Jay Rothman in this half hour. Also taking your text messages as well. I want to take one of those right now at the top of the hour. This is fantastic from a listener in Richland County. She asks, will the money allocated for tearing down buildings be given to Richland County to get rid of our buildings? That is an informed, insightful question, because one of the things I read, and again, thanks to WIS Politics for doing a great job of compiling this in a hurry. You can find all this on their site, wispolitics.com. WISpolitics.com. One of the things in this agreement, kind of buried in the minutiae, is $45.4 million for one-time general-purpose revenue funds to demolish various unused and uninhabitable buildings system-wide. Again, Howard Markline and others are trying to co-sponsor a bill for, what, $2 million for Richland County to help them transition away from being a UW institution? I'm not sure if Whitewater, or pardon me, if Washington County or the Fox Valley got the same, or they're looking to give them the same deal. I think they are. But again, they're Markline, the co-chair of the Joint Finance Committee, Tony Kurtz, others, they're trying to act like they're Santa Claus. Oh, look at us. We found $2 million to help you transition. Now, they don't mention that those two-year campuses were providing $7 to $8 million in local revenue. Oh, look, we'll give you, the peasants of Wisconsin, $2 million in all of our great glory. Meanwhile, they found $78.5 million for Robin Voss for Whitewater.
Popcorn slumlord.
And $45.5 million, 45.4 to be exact, to demolish various unused and uninhabitable buildings system-wide. So the caller and the texter of Richland County is exactly right. Is part of that $45 million going to go to the Richland County Board, to Washington County, and to the Fox Valley to help them either demolish or transition those buildings? Or is that just to tear down other buildings and other places at the camp? That's a great question. Looking forward to trying to find the answer to that. If you want to weigh in, we welcome your calls this half hour, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Mr. Zommer is doing a great job. We watched this in real time, and he has spliced and diced it for you so that you can hear these things in people's own words. Part of this deal, by the way, the big part, was that UW System, Jay Rothman, has decided that he's going to cut 43 positions from DEI. Now, he says nobody's going to lose their job, but he talks about, quote unquote, reimagining them. Reimagining them. What does that mean? Reimagine? It means that they'll be repurposed to things that they might not be educated for, went to school for, and might not be what they were hired for.
The only specification that was given is student-facing jobs that will impact graduation rates and retention rates. Those are the only details he provided about the reimagining.
Yeah, exactly. And I want a great call or great text. I appreciate it off the text line, WMDX. This person says their sister works at UW Fox Valley. It's the UW Fond du Lac campus that's closing, not Fox Valley. Thank you very much. I'm being way too general. That's on me. I apologize. I kind of include Fond du Lac and as part of the overall geographic Fox Valley region. But yes, they are two distinct, different branch campuses of UW-Oshkosh. So thank you for correcting me. I apologize. It is the Fond du Lac campus specifically that Rothman closed in addition to Washington County and Richland. So thank you for that. And thank you for that correction. I do appreciate it. I want to get to these follow-up questions from great reporting this afternoon. And I want to start off with Todd Richmond from the Associated Press, who asked, and Mr. Zommers, did we have the question as well or just a response? All right, so great. So we have the question. I'll let Todd Richmond speak for himself. But remember now what UW gave up. Repurposing, reimagining, quote unquote, 43 diversity, equity, and inclusion positions. And here's what Todd Richmond asked Jay Rothman this afternoon.
Yeah, Todd Richmond from the Associated Press. Two-part question. I assume Governor Evers would have to sign off on any legislative action, correct? And do you feel that Voss held you hostage? I mean, this is a really unusual way to do business here with striking deals, with passage of bills and passages of other initiatives in return for this and that. I mean, is this log rolling essentially?
And let me respond to your first question. Any legislation would require the governor's signature, and we have certainly kept the governor's office apprised of where we are at. And assuming the legislation is passed, we are hopeful that the governor would sign it into law, but obviously that would be a decision that he would make at another date. Regarding the process itself, I just viewed it as we wanted to find an agreement that was in the best interests of the universities of Wisconsin under the circumstances with which we were presented. And that is what I believe we have done.
So, again, not really answering the question of whether or not you're being held hostage or not, or log rolling is a political term, basically meaning that, you know, if you get something, you'll roll over and do as you're told. Kind of political log rolling.
Jay Rothman, blink once if you're being held hostage. Blink twice if, yeah, whatever.
844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. More of these great reporter questions in a minute, but first the phone lines. Ron in Madison. Ron, thanks for calling. What say you?
Well, I'm kind of concerned about how this doesn't qualify as public corruption. I mean, it appears that Robin Voss held all of this funding up just to get his payoff in the end.
That's certainly a great take, right?
$78 million? Who wouldn't hold up funding for half the university, not to mention the state state employees, which I happen to be one of, just to get his payday? You know? Yeah.
I think that's a great point, Ron. And I'll tell you what, I've talked to several people as this story broke this morning, and you know, many of these folks are talking on background or technically off the record, but I'll tell you that more than one person said to me, you know, Robin Voss is pretty concerned about this pending case in the Wisconsin Supreme Court about maps and redistricting. And other people have said that Robin Voss might resign, kind of like Kevin McCarthy is doing on the national scene. Voss might not even serve out his current term, let alone run for re-election. And it's curious, to your point, that he makes this deal to really help out a campus, Whitewater, where he is either the number one or certainly in the top two or three landowners of student housing. It seems sketchy at best to me, Ron.
I thought it was sketchy when he was holding all of this up over the DEI stuff, which is, you know, it's not like we have a choice about that, about putting that in. This is affirmative action stuff. That it's a new name for affirmative action, for what used to be called affirmative action stuff, affirmative action committees and affirmative action groups that are mandated by the Department of Education and by the college boards that certify universities.
I'll tell you what, we also got another texter here, and this person brings up another great question. In these millions of dollars, let me get the number right, courtesy of WIS Politics, 45.4 million dollars to demolish various unused and uninhabitable buildings statewide. This texter asked the question, are any of those buildings being demolished student housing units at Whitewater? I think that's a great question.
That's my guess.
That's a great question. That is a great question. It's not clear. We don't know the answer yet. But we'll pursue the truth no matter where it leads. We're going to keep doing that. More calls on the other side. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. And more reporter questions and Jay Rothman's reply. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change.
Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Timeout.
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tyler Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 29 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Glad to have you along on this Friday, December 8th, 2023. Mr. Zommers on the board doing yeoman's work, getting these clips to you, to us, from today's press conference from this afternoon, just wrapped up about an hour ago. The president of the UW system, Jay Rothman, announcing a deal with Robin Voss, Speaker of the Assembly, on the future of the UW system. And it's quite a concession in my point of view that the system is going to reimagine. That's the word that Rothman used. Reimagine 43 diversity, equity, and inclusion positions. And they also are going to put a hold on no more hiring of any administration position for 3 years, as well as DEI. No more mention of trying to recruit people of color, women's, minority, anybody else. Not going to mention that anymore. Not going to try to recruit people like that anymore. And in exchange, Robin Voss will release the pay raises for system employees, which, by the way, were already approved by the legislature and signed by the governor into law. Oh, and by the way, Robin Voss, he gets a nice little pork project for UW Whitewater. $78.5 million for buildings in Whitewater, where he is one of the top private landowners, landlords for student housing in Whitewater. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Welcome to call in. Give us your thoughts. We'll also take messages here in just a minute off the text line. Want to get to more of this great reporting by reporters across the state from CBS 58 in Milwaukee, great reporter A.J. Biaport, bringing up this notion that, you know, things have changed pretty quickly, President Rothman. Here's the exchange.
Hello, everyone. AJ Biaport, CBS 58 in Milwaukee. Appreciate you guys taking the time to do this morning. Another two-part question. One, the UW system statement as of Wednesday was that an agreement was not, quote, imminent. Between now and then, what changed? And two, can you confirm that there will be, as part of this agreement, a mandatory course on something along the lines of divisive topics? And if so, what exactly would that include?
As it relates to, you know, where we were on Wednesday, AJ, and where we are today, there was progress made in our conversations with the speaker, and we were able to reach an agreement. I don't think there's anything more I can say on that front. In terms of the agreement itself, there is nothing relative to a course on divisive topics that is in the agreement. And I'd encourage you to take a look at the proposed resolution that's available on the board's website.
Did he say there's nothing divisive? Is that what he said?
He said that there are no required classes on divisive topics.
Oh, on divisive. Oh, got it.
Since that was something that was tossed around.
Got it. In other words, we don't want to talk about racism and that sort of thing. We're not going to talk about that.
Yeah.
We'll just kind of ignore that, you know, it doesn't actually exist. Oh, goodness gracious, Jay. I mean, this is a guy who's an attorney. was the CEO for one of the largest law firms in the country, Foley & Lardner, had no experience in education whatsoever. And now he's in charge of our great University of Wisconsin system. And the university, the Wisconsin idea is on life support. More from this press conference here from a bit ago with Jay Rothman. Another great reporter from Wisconsin Public Radio, Rich Kramer. Boy, you know, this is not usual. I said it at the top of the show. The way this was done, this is not usual. Reporter Rich Kramer from Wisconsin Public Radio gets right to it.
Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio. Thanks for doing this. So what's to prevent this from happening every budget cycle? There's some people that are critical already of the regents and the system for even considering, an agreement that was, based on a withholding of pay raises that were pre-approved by the same lawmakers that held them up. So is this something that the UW system is, or I should say the University of Wisconsin, are worried about happening on the regular?
You know, I think, Rich, as we look at it, we're pleased that we were able to reach an agreement on these issues. And it is our intent to continue to build a relationship with the legislature so that we can have productive discussions as we go through the process and find ways that we can invest in our universities to the betterment of the state.
Again, Mr. Sommers, help me out. I don't believe that was an answer.
Most certainly not.
I mean, again,
there were a lot of those in this conference.
A lot of those in this conversation. No answer answers. In journalism, we say that's something called burying the lead. You're not supposed to do it. And I did it today. Perhaps the best question of the day to Jay Rothman was from Kayla from the Cap Times. Remember, this is all about diversity, equity, and inclusion. Who should be at the table about this? Kayla from the Cap Times had the best question of the day.
Hi, I'm Kayla with the Cap Times. So as others have said, students, faculty, and lawmakers of color are concerned about this deal. Were any people of color at the negotiating table this week?
Now, we certainly had consulted with a wide variety of people, including our regents, our chancellors, some members of shared governance, and others. So we had input from a diverse group of people throughout this entire process.
You know, within his first syllable, he stutters, and you can tell he's unsure, and you know the answer is no.
The answer is no.
That time, his lack of an answer was an answer.
Yes. I mean, great reporting, great question from Kayla at the Cap Times. Jay Rothman confirmed that in a discussion about diversity, equity, and inclusion, there were no people of color at the table. I talked to somebody from the state capitol before we went on the air. I'm not going to attribute it to them. But this individual said, quote, "If you're not at the table, you're on the table," unquote.
And you know what? In this case, that is absolutely 100% correct.
100%. If you're not at the table, you're on the table. Jay Rothman, president of the UW system, confirmed that in a discussion about diversity, equity, and inclusion, there were no people of diversity, equity, and inclusion negotiating. But we don't need any classes about that. We don't need any people being paid to help others of minority ethnicity or veterans or non-traditional students going back to school. There's no problem here. We're going to ignore it. So, I mean, astounding. The lack of tone deafness. The minions that are serving Jay Rothman on the 17th floor of Van Nuys Hall on campus, many of whom are getting paid over $200,000 a year, look it up, of your tax money. And this is how they quote unquote negotiate. As my seventh grade teacher said, sad, bad, not glad.
The Tap.
CBS News Brief. The Texas Supreme Court has put on hold a judge's ruling that said Kate Cox can have an abortion beyond the state's six-week limit. Reporter Nicole Baker of CBS News Texas.
Cox says her doctors told her her baby may not live longer than a week once born, and that her pregnancy complications could prevent her from having children in the future.
The U.S. has vetoed a proposed U.N. Security Council resolution demanding an immediate humanitarian ceasefire in the war between Israel and Hamas in Gaza. Palestinian U.N. envoy Riyad Mansour.
It is beyond regrettable. It is disastrous that the Security Council was again prevented from rising to this moment.
On a podcast hosted by musician Moby, President Biden's son Hunter Biden says he won't crumble under the pressure of his criminal indictments.
There is no doubt in my mind, and this may sound like some crazy hyperbole, is that they're trying to kill me through other means. And I just won't let them.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Crew.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The amount of underage cigarette and vape sales in Wisconsin has more than doubled since 2019. That's according to the University of Wisconsin Survey Center, which sent underage customers to over 1,000 random retailers across the state. Around 13% of stores sold nicotine products to the underage customers. While federal law raised the minimum age to purchase tobacco in 2019, Wisconsin law has not, leaving some retailers confused about who they can and cannot sell to. While cigarette use has gone down in teens, vaping use has gone up. A new proposal would decriminalize having up to 14 grams of marijuana in Wisconsin. The bill would carry no jail time and drop fines to as low as $100. It would also give law enforcement more flexibility on a case-by-case basis. So far, the response among lawmakers has been mixed. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, some snow is possible, highs near 38 degrees. For tonight, snow likely, less than a half inch of accumulation, breezy with a low around 23. Sunny for Sunday, 31, sunshine and 35 on your Monday. For Tuesday, sunny and breezy, a high of 30.
Right now, 35.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
step on up and enjoy what's on tap today. Local talk about the Valley and all of Wisconsin. In fact, it's on tap every day. This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tyler Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Now 34 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock. Glad to have you along with us on a busy Friday afternoon. Breaking news. Been following it all afternoon. We'll continue to do so and appreciate your calls. The University of Wisconsin System President Jay Rothman has an agreement with the Republican Speaker of the Assembly, Robin Voss, on the future of the system. The system gets their pay increases that was already approved by the legislature and signed into law by Governor Evers. And they're also, but to get that agreement, to get the pay increases, it comes at a cost. And that includes freezing new hires in administration for 3 years, no new DEI positions for 3 years, and oh, by the way, we're cutting 43 of those positions in diversity, equity, and inclusion. However, they say nobody's going to lose their job. Those jobs are going to be, quote, reimagined, unquote. What does that even mean? Oh, and Robin Voss, he got a great pork project, $78.5 million. To renovate buildings at UW-Whitewater, where he is one of the top private landlord owners for student housing. Meanwhile, places like Richland County, Fond du Lac, Washington County, had their two-year campuses closed or in the process thereof because they're told there's no money. What do you think about this so-called deal? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. By the way, we have obtained moments ago a copy of a letter from Jay Rothman to his colleagues sent out moments ago where he buries this whole part about the cuts to DEI, buries it on the second page. Second page says, quote, "We have also agreed to restructuring approximately 43 DEI positions while also not increasing the aggregate number of this family of jobs for 3 years across our universities." It's here. The last paragraph says, "On balance, we believe this agreement, which will come before the Board of Regents for its approval on Saturday," that's tomorrow, "provides a path forward for our universities and the state of Wisconsin." Signed, Jay Rothman. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go to Andrew in Waukesha. Andrew, thanks for listening. What say you?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. So I will be calling my state representative and asking that he vote against this package. You know, I think Voss is a despicable individual. I think they're kind of, you know, playing out the whole Whitewater thing. But, you know, here's a question I have for you. You talk about reimagine. What is reimaginable? How about you just ask your Alexa device about racism? Why don't you ask ChatGPT to write an essay about diversity, equity, and inclusion? It won't cost you a penny. And then the state doesn't have to float a bunch of do-nothing employees who get too much paid the way it is.
Okay, so are you pro DEI or are you against DEI?
Here's the problem. We have one man, Robin Voss, who thinks he gets to determine what the legislation does in this state. Mm. Last I checked, the Republicans are in control of the state legislature, and I can't think of a single rep I've ever talked to that thinks that the UW system needs more money in the age of global communication, Starlink, and artificial intelligence. Why don't you call Nate Gustafson's office, ask him about what he's learned about how artificial intelligence will completely change education. And by the way, in a good way, any single child can ask their phone to teach them about the history of racism in the world, not just the United States of America. They can do that for free right now. So why do I need to pay some college-educated quack to sign up my kids to be brainwashed.
Did you go to college?
I have way too many degrees, more degrees than you could shake a stick at.
Where did you go? What's your alma mater?
I've gone to UW-Stout. I've gone to Moraine Park Tech College. I've gone to Waukesha County Tech College. I've gone to plenty of institutions around this state. You went to
UW-Stout, a liberal arts University of Wisconsin system school, and you don't feel that did you any good? You feel that the money you spent there was a total waste of your money?
Absolutely total waste. I can't tell you. I haven't gotten a single job prospect off of my management degree. Here, why don't we spend millions of dollars to fund electrical and plumbing apprenticeships around this world?
Well, that's part of it.
Around this state.
Don't we do that?
No, I mean all the money. I mean all of it. Incentivize businesses to hire young men and women who need to learn real-world skills. And if they want to learn about the history of racism in their own free time at night, they can ask. Their Alexa device.
All right. Andrew, appreciate the call. Andrew from Waukesha. Of all the opinions out there, that's one of them. Let's go to Jay in London. London, UK. Jay, what say you?
Why don't you still have a job?
Well, I find it interesting that the guy has a degree from UW-Stout, or so he says, and then he calls in and attacks his liberal arts education and says that it isn't worth anything. And part of going to a public university is the interaction with the people that you meet. I would have never gotten the same education I did from ChatGPT or AI that I did from sitting and having a meal and going to parties with people from Central America. I think the guy sounds very angry and just doesn't get the whole point of higher education. But Jay, go ahead.
But one thing I can assure you, you are doing an amazing job. You've been with this stuff for a while. You've been pounding the table. Hey, there's something going on. There's something going on. There's something going on. And now see what's going on.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate it, Jay. I mean, we saw this a year ago when they closed Richland Campus, the first one. And people said, you know, Todd's overreacting. Well, then they closed another one, then another one. Now we have this today.
What do they have against diversity? It doesn't mean that black or some woman or some Hispanic. No, maybe they mean diversity of thought. These people, they use diversity as somehow black people are going to be getting everything.
Right. No, and again, people miss the point that diversity, equity, and inclusion is not just about ethnic minorities, meaning, you know, black, Hispanic, whatever you want to say. It's about veterans who came back from service putting on the uniform and need help fitting back into, you know, a university setting. It means that individual women and men who are single parents going back to school, trying to better their lives. That's what these diversity, equity, inclusion positions, those are the folks they help. It isn't just, you know, ethnic minorities.
You see our friends on the right, when they hear the word equity, they say, aha, they're going to give everything black people to black people.
All right.
They freak out. Okay.
Jay, thanks for listening as always. Appreciate your views over there in the UK in London. Closer to home, Karina in Milwaukee. Karina, what say you?
Hi. Well, you know what? This is very upsetting because it's very self-serving. One. Two. I have a question in my mind saying, you know what? No wonder Republicans don't like a government, because the only thing what Republicans think of government, how they can use it for their own gain.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they think that everybody else doing it. So that's why they want to, because they know they do that so that everybody else is going to do this. Yeah. And I think it should be turned around. It shouldn't be even considered, because it's just wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It's just simply wrong, because you're truly using a hostage of an education, which is improvement for the society.
Well, it goes back to the Wisconsin idea that the borders of our university are the borders of the state, and that through education, we lift all ships. And unfortunately, on the MAGA Republican side, there is, over the last 10 years or so, maybe go back 20, that there is this new line of thinking that education is bad, that any sort of a liberal arts education, liberal with a small L, is bad. That somehow that's you know, an indoctrination is one of the words they use. And of course, don't forget, most conservative governor Wisconsin's had in the last 50 years, Scott Walker. Where did he send his own kid? To UW-Madison.
Like, I get it. If you went there and you thought, wow, this was a waste of my time, then you wouldn't send your kids there.
All right. Exactly. Karina, great call as always. Really appreciate you. Thanks so much, Karina, in Milwaukee. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Cindy in Appleton. Cindy, thanks for listening. What say you?
Well, I'll tell you, I've always thought that legislators and politicians should not be business owners or landlords because of the conflict of interest that can come into play, and this is the prime example. You can talk about a conflict of interest. I mean, isn't this just rich that he can have all this money to his benefit and then the rest of the university systems are going to go bust? I mean, this is just disgusting.
Yeah, it's to agree to negotiate on something you already have, which is the legislature and the governor approving these pay raises and then giving up so much. I think it's bad negotiating. I've said this before. When Rothman came out a couple of weeks ago, it was leaked by reporting from the Daily Cardinal, an email in which he told his chancellors across the system to make cuts, particularly in those areas of low-income students. Jay Rothman should resign. He's probably a great attorney, but he's a terrible person in terms of knowing what education is.
Absolutely. And I've called for his head with the governor's office. I said he needs to be gone. Mm. I mean, you can't have somebody like that running a system that's supposed to benefit everybody.
Right. And don't forget, the majority of the Board of Regents have now been appointed by Governor Tony Evers. Cindy, great call. Really appreciate it. As always, have a great weekend. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Listening on WMDX here in Madison. Kurt in Madison. Kurt, thanks for listening. What say you?
Can you hear me?
I sure can. Go ahead.
Hang on. Okay. I got to clarify something to the person that thinks that you can sit in front of a computer with learn all by yourself. Problem solving comes from collaboration, and it's a collaboration with people from all different vectors in life. You want to live in a bubble, dude, and you want to put your kid in that bubble, see just how well they do in society, even if they have the knowledge to do anything at all. So the fundamentals of education, and I'm not an expert at this, but mm-hmm. you know, we've all been through the educational part of it. It's not just mental growth, it's emotional growth. There's a ton of things that take place in a social environment, a social structure, social education. I'm dumbfounded by someone that says, well, why spend any money on education when you can just sit and have a computer teach you? It's ridiculous. Yeah. You know what? Tell him to raise his child by not raising his child and just have a robot raise his child. Zero social skills.
Kurt, great take. I appreciate it. Thanks for calling in, Kurt Madison. If you'd like to give us a call, 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Have received a lot of text messages, Mr. Zomers. Let's see if we can catch up just a little bit here. Should go back from the last or the first to the last here to kind of get some of these in. We appreciate all the text messages. Had a lot of calls, a lot of texts. We appreciate this. Let's go back to so the first call I think was from a listener to MDX calls this blackmail. Well, close to it probably. Here from Wes in Middleton on MDX says, quote, I'm sort of glad they have a deal inked. That said, I agree. We cannot negotiate with far-right extremists. These are insane positions that Voss has, and they should not be given legitimacy, unquote. Going down here, what else here? Somebody from WMDX saying there needs to be some sort of measurable intelligence standards like SAT, ACT scores. You simply cannot offer UW system entrance acceptance to the top 5 or 10% of class ranking if high school classes are small. Just the top 5%. What if you're homeschooled? One question there. I'm not sure. They don't go into that. Other people saying from WAUK, I believe, calling this a white racist Republican ideas here. Also from AUK, Voss just showing his greedy, greasy hands abusing power. We'll get more of these texts after we come back. Don't go anywhere. We'll wrap up the show. Also, check out UW Basketball. This is the Todd Allball Show, and you're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
Snow brings thoughts of ways to stay busy in Wisconsin during the winter. And if you anticipate hitting the slopes, are you surprised to learn there are more than 36 ski resorts across the state? It ranges from Wilmot Mountain, which opened in 1938 in Kenosha County, to Mount La Crosse Ski Area with one of the longest runs in Wisconsin. Granite Peak offers 58 runs outside Wausau, and Wild Mountain Ski Area and its 7 lifts near Hayward. Now, do you know which of those resorts sits on the highest slope? The answer coming up. Recreational skiing started in the Midwest. The Lost Ski Areas Project reports the first documentation of actual downhill skiers happened in Beloit in 1841. So which resort sits on the highest slope today? It's Granite Peak near Wausau and boasts 400 acres at a 700-foot vertical drop. The fun and history of skiing is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay tuned at the top of the hour, 10 minutes away at 3 o'clock. Pardon me, at 2 o'clock, we have the great Matt Flynn, host of Matt Flynn Direct, taking you to the front lines of history, history being made every minute of every day. As Matt reminds us, Matt Flynn Direct coming up after the top of the hour news and weather check. Let's go quickly to Lee in Yuba. Lee, thanks for calling in. What say you?
This is Lee from Yuba. I called earlier, but I lost the signal.
Sorry about that. We've had a few problems with the phone lines today, Lee. I apologize. You're on the air now. Go ahead.
Thank you.
No, go ahead, Lee.
This is Lee. I lost your signal earlier. I love your conversation. I miss the Republican Party. The people that pretend to be Republicans now are kind of an atrocity. But I think those that are in charge right now are anti-education of every sort, except for private and parochial. They've shown that with the university all down through the other echelons. I'm a retired teacher, and with $4 billion sitting in the kitty right now, they can't afford to spend money on education. It's just BS. Mm-hmm. These people are anti-education, anti-anything that'll get the normal people ahead. I'm a veteran, and when I came back, I used the GI Bill to get a bachelor's and master's degree, and I was not a good student. So I think a lot of these things that they're pulling is just crap. So anyways, I'll leave it be with that. Thank you very much for what you do.
Really appreciate it, Lee. Thank you so much for listening out there. A beautiful Yuba, not too far from the home farm back there in Richland County. Great call from Lee in Yuba. Yeah, we're going to keep following this story. And again, there were some good things out of this, like requiring high schools in Wisconsin to admit the top 5% in Madison, the top 10% of other four-year schools, the reciprocity with Minnesota. But I think the fact that there were no folks of color at the table talking about diversity, equity, inclusion drives home the point.
There's also one good thing that's actually a terrible thing, in my opinion. We have a texter from WMDX in Madison earlier. Negotiating on certain terms as requested is normal, even if we disagree with the priorities. However, the direct benefit to Boss Voss and holding up raises that were already negotiated via the budget process is wrong, period. And I agree with that. I think including the raises in this agreement sets a terrible precedent that anybody can just, oh yeah, we'll pass that, and then afterwards just say, no, I'm just not going to do it till I get a deal I like. Where's my $78 million?
Right. And this deal includes $78 million specifically for Whitewater so that Robin Voss can benefit because he has the largest private holding of student housing in the Whitewater area. It is I got about 8 minutes left here. So let's do a quick one. It's time once again for Mr. Zahmer's Board Game of the Week.
everybody. It's time for another board game of the week. Today, we have a very fun game about stained glass windows. So today, the game is Sagrada, a game for 1 to 4 players. Takes about half an hour. It's not too hard to figure out. It's pretty similar to a game I've talked about before, Azul, where you take tiles and make patterns. Except this one, instead of building a wall out of tiles, you are making a stained glass window.
Oh, that's cool.
The concept is that you've been hired to help complete work on the Sagrada Familia, the longest-running construction project of a Catholic cathedral that is not finished. It's been going since approximately 1880, and it's still not done in real life. All right. And so they thought, oh, this makes a fun game concept.
I like this.
So you, one by one, you pick colored dice from the middle of the table. Mm. And you have a pattern with a grid of dice, and it might have a color or a number. And as you might think would make sense, you can only put that color or that number in that spot. And you're eventually trying to fill out your whole window and compete for getting the most points, meeting the most goals. And you can use special tools in the middle to break some of the rules and make your window faster or things like that. And at the end, you get a nice, pretty stained glass window with... The game has in the vicinity of 90 transparent colored dice, so you get a very pretty picture at the end.
That's really cool. See, I love, you know, I like tactile stuff. So that's and the question I have, can you drink sangria while you're playing Sagrada?
There is nothing in the rule book that stops you.
Oh, fantastic. I'm all in. Well, how much is it?
Sagrada is $45. You can check it out at your local game store, and that is the board game of the week, Sagrada.
A lot going on today.
Yeah, oops.
Well, I want to, in all sincerity, thank Mr. Zomers. He did a phenomenal job. This story broke as we were about to go on the air, and we dropped everything. And Mr. Zomers, you did a great job lining up all these cuts of Jay Rothman, of lining up cuts of the reporter question. I thank you for that and managing all the phone calls. Thanks for people that called in today. We're working on those phone lines, so hopefully they will be fixed soon here for you. Also, thanks to WispPolitics.com for doing great reporting. We used some of their information on the show today, so thanks to WispPolitics as well. And, of course, as always, thanks you to for listening. Big game for Wisconsin Badger basketball tomorrow. You can hear it on Civic Media in Richland Center, Racine, Kenosha, Wisconsin Rapids, and Amory. Or you can listen on the Civic Media app. Download it today on your Apple or Android device. It's going to be a great game as the Badgers, number 23 now in the country, travel down to Arizona to take on the Arizona Wildcats, the number one team in the country. This is a team that the Badgers have some history with. Remember, they beat Arizona in 2014 and 2015 in the regional finals to advance to the Final Four. Some of the best games I've seen from UW, you know, in the last 25, 30 years. It's always a great matchup between Arizona and Wisconsin. And I don't think that Saturday tomorrow is going to be any different. I believe tip-off time is 2:30 tomorrow afternoon. Matt LaPay and the rest of the team on the call on the Badger Radio Network. Check it out tomorrow. Wisconsin, the Badgers travel to Arizona to take on the number one ranked Wildcats of Arizona. Should be a great game. Looking forward to it. Take a little trip up to Shawano this weekend, as a matter of fact, Mr. Zomers. Yourself?
I'm staying in town here. Gonna work on some household chores I've been putting off.
I need to do that as well. It'll happen at some point, right? Great show today. Thank you to Aaron Zomers. Thank you to all of you for listening and for joining in the conversation today. We'll keep following this important story. The Wisconsin idea still lives as long as each of us keep fighting for it. We appreciate all that you're doing out there. Remember, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Matt Flynn is next. Stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. We'll see you next week. Until then, this is Todd Allball for Aaron Zomers saying, keep banging on your drum.
From Lake Wissota State Park and the Pablo Center, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown. 93.5 The Tap.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.